Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Daryl Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got fleas behind the glass. I try to go home and sleep. And all hell breaks loose. Steve Cohen talks. Jaylen Brown gets traded to the hated Sixers. Huck Porty signs with the hated Sixers. Mitchell Robinson signs with the hated Celtics. The Yankees lose their seventh straight. Duvall stinks. So where do we go? Where do we start? Lots to talk about. I'm going to start with Mr. Steve Cohen, who met with Sherman, Joel Sherman, and John Heyman. I guess this is what he meant when he put out the tweet, "I'll be talking soon." It wasn't in a press conference. It was in a, you know, two-on-one handicap match. Did he know the questions beforehand? We don't know. But this is what Steve Cohen had to say. Talked about how David Stearns has 5 years, a five-year deal. He's halfway through it. And we're going to ride this out. Does he get any credit for 2024, which was pretty much not the roster he put together? 2025 was some of the guys he brought in. And then 2026 was pretty much his team. And it's gone downhill. Make the playoffs last game of the season. The following season, fail the last game of the season. What was a slow death from June 13th. By the way, the Knicks won the championship on June 13th. And then this year, they're an embarrassment. At 36-51. 15 and a half games out of first place. Not 5.5. 15 and a half. And 2-8 in their last 10. That's horrendous baseball. Horrendous. One of the worst, if not the worst team in the league. And you look at the payroll, it makes it even worse. You bring in Polanco. Who has he played? 6 games? 7 games? Luis Robert Jr. got off to a great start. Remember the walk-off versus Pittsburgh? In the freezing cold? Seems like a long time ago. Freddy Peralta has stunk. 5-inning Freddy, if that. It's not what I expected from Freddy Peralta. Not at all. Might as well have Tyler McGill pitch. And that might be an insult to Tyler McGill. Marcus Semien. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. Mark Vientos. Playing out of position. First, third. He can't play any position. And he can't hit. He stinks. Brett Beatty. Let's put him in the outfield. He stinks. One failure after another, after another, after another. Now, I know that we like the kids in A.J. Ewing and Carson Benge. I know most Met fans like the signing of Juan Soto. Could be because we took him from the Yankees. It just could be because the kind of baseball play is. Probably a little of both. But this has just been bad baseball. Francisco Lindor injured. Unfortunately, that was a huge loss for this team. But he can't pitch because the pitching stinks. The starting pitching stinks. Luke Weaver's been fantastic. Devin Williams since April, fantastic. The bullpen hasn't been the problem. Where the Mets failed this season, where the Phillies did not, is when they were both sitting at 9-19. 9-19, when a lot of Mets fans wanted Mendoza gone after last season because you saw the warts on his managerial skills. Now, I can't stand the manager who manages for the next game rather than the game that's going on right now. At that moment. And I found it fascinating that Andy Green in his press conference said, we're going to focus on winning the game at hand and we'll worry about tomorrow. That's something I've always felt. Buckers do the same thing. You're playing the game on Friday, but you're thinking about Saturday and Sunday. Why? Win the game in front of you. You have a chance to win that game. You don't know what's going to happen Saturday. You might get blown out 10-0 in the first inning. Then you blew away Friday's game. You threw that down the dumpster. Mendoza did that a lot too. At 9-19, they should have fired him. It was a continuation of last season. But the Mets didn't fire Carlos Mendoza at 9-19. Instead, they stuck with him. Now, we all love loyalty, but there's also loyalty to a fault. The team was stinking out the gates. Phillies 9-19, you're 9-19. What do the Phillies do? They fire their manager and put Don Mattingly to manage the Phillies. And you see what's going on with the Phillies. 2.5 games out of first place. They're 7-3 in their last 10. The Braves are 3-7 in the last 10. There you go. The Phillies are right on the Braves' tail. It also helps when you get Zach Wheeler back, an ace, a real ace. That also helps. Also helps when you have Kyle Schwarber, who's got 9,000 home runs before the All-Star break. But the Mets didn't fire Mendoza at 9-19. They stuck with him. And it was just the same losing baseball. Where the bottom was 6 errors in the game. 6 in one game. You get an error, you get an error, you get an error. We all get an error. 6 in a game. Embarrassing. And then you start to feel pity for the guy after these, you know, after these games, the post-game press conferences. He ran out of things to say. He ran out of things to say a long time ago when it came to losing. I've talked about it before. It was like copy and paste in a press conference. The same things over and over. We got the talent. You know, the guys, the back of the baseball cards. We just got to play better. We got to pitch better. We got to run better. We got to throw better. We got to look better. Everything's got to be better. And it hasn't. It hasn't. And I don't blame Mets fans for being pissed off. I'm pissed off a lot about a lot of things. But for this season, I understand you being pissed off. It's been a disaster. Most of us thought, hey, you know, you got Freddie Peralta. Pinch is going to get a crack at this. Polanco's a good player. I don't know about him playing first, but he's a good player. Luis Robert Jr., hey, if he can stay healthy, 40, 50 stolen bases, catch, you know, put a player option, a team option, I should say. Maybe he coming to New York, changes scenery out of the losing White Sox organization. Losing White Sox, they're in first place. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong for this 2026 Met team. Hitting, can't pitch. Pitching, can't hit. Can't hit, can't pitch. Can't field. Can't stay healthy. Can't manage. Can't put together a competent roster. It's frustrating. I'm a diehard Met fan. It's frustrating. And from April all the way to June 13th, I thanked God for the New York Knicks. Thanked God for the New York Knicks. Because baseball was on a back burner to me. I looked. The Knicks weren't playing. I watched. If the Knicks were playing, I caught up. What was I, 1,000% locked in on the Mets with the Knicks run? Hell no. Now, if you're a Met, Jet, Nets fan, Evan Roberts, well, you had nothing to look forward to. And a season ticket holder at that. Losing money. Losing a lot of money. Because who the hell wants to pay to go see this crap at Citi Field? At face value, no one. No one wants to pay for this. It's been embarrassing. And it sucks that we don't have a baseball season right now. It's dead. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Season's been a disaster. Did you think Freddie Peralta was going to pitch like this in New York? No, I didn't. Did I think he was going to have the season he had the year before? No. But I didn't think he was going to be this bad. Now, Nolan McClain's previous start was good. The one before that, 6 runs to the Cubs. He's still a rookie. David Peterson. He continued to stink from the second half of the season into this season. He's a Cub now. In a pennant race. Sucking gets you rewarded. Kodai Senga. Great first half. Gets injured. And has absolutely stunk the rest of the way. Sean Manaea. We loved him in 2024. Loved him. 2025, injured most of the season. 2026, comes back. He's pitching openers, coming out the pen for an inning. He's been much better. But if only he would have been good from the start of the season, who the hell knows? Would we be 15 games under 500 or 8 games under 500? But it's just been a nightmare. It's unwatchable. Now I turn it on. The Yankee game started at 140. Another disaster. 7 straight losses. The New York Yankees, who are also missing a lot of players. And the captain spoke, Aaron Judge. He pretty much said what I said yesterday. That the team's lacking focus. And the energy's not there. Whose fault is that? The players, the manager, or both? The manager has to get the players ready, have the players ready. And then the manager has to make decisions. And he was making all the right decisions in yesterday's game. And Carmelo Duvall comes in the game. And you just knew what was going to happen. You just knew. Bases loaded. I would have bet the farm. The farm that he was going to walk in the go-ahead run. And what happened? 3-2 pitch. Ball 4. And then what sums up the Yankees' 7-game losing streak as they were swept by the Red Sox and swept by the Tigers? Both teams with records. Red Sox are now 37-48, and the Tigers are now 38-49. Both stinking it up 11 games under 500. The following guy comes to the plate, base hit. Dominguez throws the ball, or Caballero throws the ball, excuse me, throws it. Run scores to Austin Wells. Austin Wells throws the ball over Volpe's head, who's batting 2 for his last 9,000 himself. Ball goes over his head, and everyone scores, and the game's over. Yankees lose 7 in a row. The 7th game in a row. New York baseball stinks. Most of us are Knicks fans, and, you know, whether you're for the Yankees or the Mets, we can thank God for the Knicks. Do we miss the Knicks now? Can we fast forward to opening night, banner night, to see who's on the other side we're playing? We get our rings and we shove it in their faces, because right now the Yankees stink and the Mets are worse. Both stink. Aaron Boone's seat is super hot from the fans. I don't know if from the organization. But it's been a cluster, you know what, for both teams. Both teams. And as a Mets fan, I'm tired of watching this crap. And as a Yankee fan, even though, you know, you're going to the playoffs, the American League stinks, you're going to the playoffs, are you tired of watching this crap too?